A New Lease of Death by Ruth Rendell. Read by Nigel Anthony. Chapter 1. The laws of the realm may punish Christian men with death for heinous and grievous offences. The 39 Articles. It was 5 in the morning. Inspector Burden had seen more dawns than most men, but he had never quite become jaundiced by them, especially summer dawns. He liked the stillness, the sight of the little country town in a depopulated state, the hard blue light that was of the same shade and intensity as the light at dusk, but without dusk's melancholy. The two men they had been questioning about last night's fight in one of King's Markham's cafes had confessed separately and almost simultaneously just a quarter of an hour before. Now they were locked into 2 stark white cells on the ground floor of this incongruously modern police station. Burden stood by the window in Wexford's office, looking at the sky, which had the peculiar greenish tint of aquamarine. A flock of birds flying in dense formation crossed it. They reminded Burden of his childhood when, as at dawn, everything had seemed bigger, clearer, and of more significance than it did today. Tired and a little sickened, he opened the window to get rid of cigarette smoke and the sweaty smell of youths who wore leather jackets in the height of summer. Outside in the corridor he could hear Wexford saying good night, or good morning, to Colonel Griswold, the chief constable. Burden wondered if Griswold had guessed when he arrived just before 10 with a long spiel about stamping out hooliganism.